It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Hey, welcome to Second Date Update. We got Max on the phone who messaged us at 1029thewolf.com. He is having trouble kind of reconnecting with... Is Max, do I have this right? Is her name Suze?
Yeah, she likes to be called Suze.
Okay, Suze.
Okay. Well, hopefully we can help you. How was your date with Suze?
Yeah, it was good. We went to brunch and shared a lot of laughs.
Nice. Cool. Okay. Obviously, there must have been some mutual attraction you felt if you think that she would like to see you again. But, you know, tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely for me, she's really hot.
Okay.
How about the conversation? Was that also hot?
Was it going better in this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, except for one joke that just didn't really land.
Okay. Oh, no. It was a joke that you told?
Yeah, I said something about how if her mom looks anything like her, her dad is one lucky guy. And she gave me a strange look and said that her parents are divorced.
Oh, no. Okay. Were you able to recover after that?
Yeah, luckily our food arrived just when I said that. Mm-hmm. So I said her omelet looks great, and we shifted gears from there.
Oh, my. I'm surprised she's not getting back to you, man.
But you didn't add your omelet looks so great, your dad must be one lucky guy. You didn't say that, though. All right. No, what?
If my toast was your omelet?
Is there anything else, Max, that we should know before we, as you know, pick up the phone and call Suze?
She does have the most beautiful smile, and if I can take her to dinner, I know I'll see it a lot. So.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to work on seeing if she's up for a second date, Max. So let's call Suze and see what's up, why she's not getting back to Max for a second date.
Hello?
Hi. Good morning. Can we speak to Suze, please?
Speaking.
Yeah.
Can I help you with something?
Yeah, of course. And yes. Thank you, first of all, for answering and talking with us. This is not a sales call, Suze, or anything like that. But we are on the radio because it's the morning show from 102.9 The Wolf. It's Thunder and PT. And we are calling because we are here to help out a listener of ours that you went to brunch with recently, a couple weeks ago, PT?
Yeah, do you remember Max, Suze?
Oh, yes, unfortunately, yeah.
Okay, sounds like there's maybe a story there. Would you be able to share it with us? Just tell us kind of what happened on the date?
Yeah, sure. How long you guys got?
We've got at least a couple of minutes here.
We're on the air till 10.
Yeah, did something happen?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so basically, instead of asking me questions to learn about who I am, he told me who I am. It was just really annoying.
Oh, no.
Okay, so he was, like, drawing conclusions based on what you were talking about, or what? Where did this come from?
No, he assumed I'm vain and shallow, and all because, you know, I like to buy makeup and I have nice shoes.
So was it, like, a backhanded way of...
complimenting you or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, saying you look good or what? What's going on?
I think it was a blatant insult. He said it must be hard to be in debt because I can't resist buying new clothes all the time.
Okay, what? That sounds a little rough. We didn't hear any of this. We talked to Max here just a few minutes ago, and this didn't, none of this came up. Well, and we do this segment called Second Date Update, and we had Max hold on just in case we were able to get a hold of you. Could we clear this up, Suze? Because this seems very confusing to us.
Sure. You know what? I'd like to hear how he tries to justify it. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Just hold tight for 1 second. Hey, Max, you're on with Suze.
Hey, Suze, I was just kidding.
What part of that was supposed to be funny?
Everyone knows women just like to, like, treat themselves and look good, which you definitely do. It was just a little ribbing.
You said I can't manage my money and that I'm, like, some sort of fashion victim. FYI, I stay within my budget, and I tailor my own clothes, and I take care of my things so they last really well.
So, Suze, the problem is Max is making these assumptions about you. Unfair, borderline rude. Max, why were you saying these things to her? You were joking, or what?
Yeah, I just think maybe we can have some private time and see what happens.
No, okay.
I don't think you're listening to any of us, Max.
Yeah, Max.
Why you would even suggest that? Because obviously you insulted Sue's during your first date. You know, saying that she was going into debt, looking as good as she does. Was that another one of your jokes? Like the one that fell flat about
everyone does. That's what everyone does, though.
What do you mean? That's what everyone does.
I mean, it's just you don't have to be a like. That's just what happens, and so I don't know why I was trying to give her a compliment.
Yeah,
and this is not my fault.
You can give a compliment without suggesting someone's in debt just for your next date.
Yeah,
so
I don't
know.
Anyway, yeah, Max, you might want to work on. Just your, I don't know if it's your.
Is it sarcasm or
is
not,
it the
Max?
Delivery,
that's the question I have.
Or do you think he was trying to be mean?
I think it's both. It's the content of what he's saying. Mm. Like, he could have just complimented me without being like, and you know women spend so much money. Like, anyway, I got to go, guys.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Hey,
Sue,
Max.
Thanks so much.
Max, I think maybe treating somebody a little better or being a little softer with your words or maybe just being nice. And I think this, whatever you were saying to her just came across as a big turnoff.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to.
Okay.
I was just trying to be funny, and I guess.
Yeah. You don't sound like a terrible guy. Just try to be sincere and be nice, and I think you'll be off to a better start than you were with Sue's. But we thank you for being on
Second Date Update.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.